You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 340, covering week 45, November 6th through 12th, 2023. A release of the free bootable firmware LibreBoot 2023-1106 was published. This update is a test release. The project develops the finished build of the Core Boot project, which replaces proprietary firmware UEFI and BIOS, responsible for the initialization of the CPU memory peripherals and other motherboard connections, with the minimization of binary inserts. LibreBoot forms a system environment that allows you to do without proprietary software as much as possible at the firmware level. LibreBoot complements Core Boot for end users, forming a ready-made distribution that can be used by anyone even without special skills. In the new release, support was added for the Intel D945GCLF motherboards. In a separate branch, they put the development of firmware for the Dell Latitude E6400. A release of the C++ library of image decoding SAIL 0.9.0, which can be used to create image viewers, upload images to memory, download resources in game development, etc., was announced. The library continues development of K-Squirrel-Libs image format decoders from the K-Squirrel program, which were rewritten from C and C++. The K-Squirrel project is 20 years old, but development was discontinued in 2008 along with KDE 3. The SAIL code is licensed under the MIT license and is supported on Windows, macOS, and Linux. The OmniOS Community Edition R151048 is out, based on the work of the Illumos project, and providing full support for Beehive and KBM hypervisors, the Crossbow Virtual Network Stack, the ZFS file system, and the means to run lightweight Linux containers. The distribution can be used both to build scalable web systems and to create storage systems. An update of the game Mineclonia 0.91 was announced. It is a fork of the Mineclone 2 game made on the Mine Test Engine, providing a similar game to Minecraft. The fork is still being developed. The project code is written in Lua and distributed under the GPLv3 license. The new version has been refining villages and residents, updated HUD bars, and improved game physics. Fedora Linux 39 is out. Fedora Workstation, Fedora Server, Fedora Core OS, Fedora Cloud Base, Fedora IoT Edition, and Live Builds, KDE Plasma 5, XSCE, Mate, Cinnamon, LXDE, Fosh, LXQT, Budgie, and Sway are prepared. The builds are formed for x86-64, Power64, and ARM64 architectures. The publication of the Fedora Silverblue builds are delayed. GIMP 2.10.36 has been published. Packages in Flatpak and Snap format will be published for installation in the near future. The release mainly includes bug fixes and small improvements. All efforts to increase functionality are focused on the preparation of the GIMP 3 branch, which is in the testing stage of preliminary releases. It is expected that GIMP 2.10.36 will be the penultimate release in the 2.10 branch, and that next year we'll see GIMP 3.0. The UbiPorts project introduced the firmware OTA3 Focal over the air. This is the third release of Ubuntu Touch based on Ubuntu 20.04. The project is also developing an experimental port of Lomiri, formerly Unity 8. See the link in the show notes for supported phones. Clonezilla Live 3.1.1 is out. The tests performed by the distribution are similar to the proprietary product Norton Ghost. The distribution is out for i686 and AMD 64 processors. The distribution is based on Debian GNU Linux and uses the code of projects such as DRBL, partition image, NTFS clone, part clone, UDPcast. It is possible to use it from CD or DVD, USB flash, and via the network, PXE. It supports virtually all file system types. There is a mode for mass cloning over the network, including the transfer of traffic in a multicast mode, which allows you to clone the original disk on a large number of client machines at the same time. You can clone from one disk to another and creating backups by saving the disk image to the file. You can clone at the level of entire disks or individual partitions. WebOS Open Source Edition 2.24, which can be used on various portable devices, boards, and car and entertainment systems, has been released. Raspberry Pi 4 boards are considered as the reference hardware platform. The platform is developing in the public repository under the Apache 2.0 license, and the development is supervised by the community. GNOME Foundation has received €1 million from the Sovereign Foundation in Germany to stimulate the development of open digital and open source ecosystems. The fund was created with funds provided by the German Ministry of Economy and Climate Protection and is supervised by the Federal Agency for Subversive Innovation. The money received is planned to be spent on upgrading the GNOME platform, improving tools, expanding funds for people with disabilities, and implementing functions of public interest. In particular, they plan to develop a prototype of a new stack for people with disabilities and make improvements to the existing stack to provide support for selective encryption of home directories of users, modernize the storage of passwords and keys, improve the quality of equipment support, improve quality control, expand the free desktop API, and work on the consolidation and improvement of the platform components. In addition to GNOME, the Sovereign Fund also supports open projects such as OpenSSH, WireGuard, Python, RubyGems, Curl, OpenBGPD, OpenPM.j.js/GOpenPGP, Pendulum, SequoiaPGP, and Yocto. The amount of support for these projects is not specified. Applications from significant open projects for financing continue to be accepted. Backbox Linux 8.1 was released, based on Ubuntu 22.04 and supplied with a collection of tools for security checks, testing exploits, reverse engineering, analysis of network traffic and wireless networks, malware research, stress testing, detection of hidden or lost data. The user environment is based on XFCE. The new version updates the XFCE environment and the Linux kernel. The supply of new versions of security verification tools and updating the ISO feature built in hybrid format and adapted for download on UEFI systems. The second edition of the Vortex project, developing an open GPGPU based on the RISC-V architecture designed to perform parallel computing using the OpenCL API and the SIMT model, was published. The project can also be used in 3D graphics research and in the development of new GPU architectures. Drivers and accompanying project documentation are distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. The GPGPU is based on a typical ISA RISC-V, extended by some additional instructions necessary to support GPU functions and flow management. Changes in the architecture of the RISC-V command set are minimized, and existing vector instructions are used if possible. A similar approach is used in the RV64X project, which also develops an open GPU based on RISC-V technology. FFmpeg 6.1 is available, including a set of applications and a collection of libraries for operations on various multimedia formats. The package is distributed under the LGPL and GPL licenses. Development of FFmpeg is carried out with the MPlayer project. OBS Studio 30.0 is out, a suite for streaming, compositing, and video recording. The code is written in C and C++ and distributed under the GPL V2 license. Builds are created for Linux as Flatpak, also Windows and Mac OS. Support is provided for compositing with scene construction based on arbitrary video streams, data from web cameras, video capture cards, images, text, the contents of application, windows, or the entire screen. During broadcasting, you can switch between several predefined scenes, for example, to switch views with an emphasis on screen content and webcam image. The program also provides tools for audio mixing, filtering using VST plugins, volume equalization, and noise reduction. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.